Chapter 4 The 12-Step FMEA Process. The FMEA process follows a logical sequence. Each step builds on the one before it, guiding the team from understanding the system to taking concrete action to reduce risk. While the number of steps can vary between organizations, a 12-step structure is widely used and effective. Step 1 Select the process or system to analyze. Choose a process, product, or system that is high risk, critical to operations, or has a history of failures. This could be a new design, a process undergoing major changes, or an existing system that has caused problems. Step 2 Review the process or product. If analyzing a product, review its engineering drawings, specifications, and if possible the actual physical item. Operate it or observe it in use. If analyzing a process, walk through it step by step. Review the process flowchart to make sure every team member has the same understanding of what's being analyzed. Step 3 Break the system into components. Divide the product or process into smaller, more manageable elements. For example, in a water supply system, the pump is a critical component. The pump's motor might be a subcomponent, and its bearings and rotor shaft might be sub-subcomponents. This breakdown helps the team analyze failures at the right level of detail. Step 4 Identify potential failure modes. For each component or process step, brainstorm all the ways it could fail to perform its intended function. Consider technical, human, material, and environmental factors. The goal is quantity at this stage. List as many potential failure modes as possible without judging or dismissing ideas. Step 5 Identify the potential effects of each failure. Describe what happens when each failure occurs. At the local level, this is the effect on the specific part. At the next higher level, it's the effect on the subsystem. At the end level, it's the effect on the overall system or customer. Step 6 Assign a severity rating. Severity is a measure of how serious the consequences of the failure are. Ratings typically range from 1, no noticeable effect, to 10, catastrophic effect, safety hazard, or regulatory violation. Higher severity demands more urgent attention. Step 7 Assign an occurrence rating. Occurrence measures how often the failure is likely to happen. Again, the scale is usually 1 to 10, with 1 meaning it is extremely unlikely and 10 meaning it is almost certain without corrective action. Whenever possible, use actual failure data rather than estimates. Step 8 Assign a detection rating. Detection measures the likelihood that the failure will be detected before it causes harm. A low number means high likelihood of detection, good, while a high number means the failure is unlikely to be found in time, bad. This rating also uses a 1 to 10 scale. Step 9 Calculate the risk priority number, RPN. Multiply the three ratings. RPN equals severity times occurrence times detection. The result is a number between 1 and 1000 that helps rank the failures. The higher the RPN, the more urgent the need for corrective action. Note, even with a moderate RPN, a high severity score, 9 or 10, should trigger immediate attention. Step 10 Prioritize the failure modes. List all failure modes in order of their RPN, from highest to lowest. The 80-20 rule often applies. Most of the risk usually comes from a small number of failure modes. Focus on those first. Step 11 Take action to reduce risk. Develop actions to lower severity, occurrence, or detection ratings. This might involve redesigning a component, changing materials, improving maintenance procedures, adding error-proofing features, introducing better inspection or monitoring methods. Step 12 Recalculate the RPN. After implementing corrective actions, update the severity, occurrence, and detection ratings to see the impact. A good target is to achieve at least a 50% reduction in RPN for high-priority issues. Document the results and, if necessary, repeat the cycle for continuous improvement. In the next chapter, we'll look at how to apply these steps in practice with a detailed example of assigning ratings and calculating RPN.